on Samach Dalet on the base, about two-thirds of the way down. The Gemara wrote down a machlokas whether two times makes a chazak or three, both agave a woman who didn't have children already twice, two different husbands, if she can marry somebody who doesn't have children, or somebody who doesn't have children allowed to marry her. And the same thing goes with a bris, that if she had two children that died, machmas mila, you're not now the third one, or you have to have three, and you don't now the fourth one. And the Gemara says, machlokas of Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe, and there were two different versions of who held what, and the final one was that Rebbe holds two times, and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel holds three times. My havi Allah. So what's the final psak over here? Ki osher of Yitzchak bar Yosef, Omar uvda havi kamed Rebbe Yochanan, b'knishka de ma'on b'yom ha-kippurim shecholios b'shavis. A ma'isa happened by Rebbe Yochanan in the Beis HaKnesses of Ma'on on Yom Kippur that fell on Shabbos. Umol rishon umeis, and the case was there was a child that they had mauled, a first child, and died because of the mila. Shniya umeis, and the second one also died. Shlishis bol lefonov, and the third one came to Rebbe Yochanan on this Shabbos, Yom Kippur Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. Omer lo lechi umoli, so he told you have to mal the third one. It's not yet a chazaka. Omer le Abaya, chazid de koshoris yisur v'sakanta. Right, l'maisa, you're being matir over here, yisur, because if you're not allowed to mal the child and you mal him anyway, you're mechal Shabbos. Surely a mila that's not chayiv, right, is not doche Shabbos. And it's sakanta. You're also matir of sakanta because it was already a chazaka two times, and it's also to mal this kid because it's a danger for him. Rashi, one second. Isur of a sakanta, she'im chazaka b'shnei pamim, v'ashlishi nitan lidchos mineno. Right, if there's a chazaka two times, and the third time you don't make bris mila, have you mila shelo b'zmana? Then it's a mila shelo b'zmana. It's meaning the mila is no place over here. It's not a mila that you're chayef to do on Shabbos. It's a mila you're not allowed to do, even during the week. Kol shekin it's not doches Shabbos. There ain't a doches a Shabbos. The sakanta, sakanas defoshes. It's also danger to the child. Somech alo abaya, v'ozal nospa l'choma barta. Barto the isi bereder of Yitzchak, bereder of Yehuda, the nosva rechova the pumpadisa. Okay, one second. What happened here? Somech al Abaya al hoder of Yitzchak, the Omer mishmeid Reb Yochanan betlas zimei hu the havi chazaka. Abaya was somech on what Reb Yitzchak said. This ma'isa with Reb Yochanan. That the chazaka is only three times, because the third time he told her to have bris mila, and if chazaka is already two times, he wouldn't have said such a thing, because like we said, it would have been chil Shabbos and sakanas nefashos. So obviously Rabbi Yochanan held that the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that a chazaka is three times, not two times. So what happened there was Abaya had a maisa where he had a woman who didn't have children twice, and now the shaila was she mutter to marry somebody who didn't have children in a third marriage? So according to what Rabbi Yochanan said, the halacha is that only three times make a chazaka. So she was mutter to get married to somebody who didn't have children yet. So v'ozal naspa the choma barta the isi bereid Yitzchak bereid Rav Yehuda. Okay, and what's it called? Baya made the following ma'isa. He married this woman to he married choma the daughter of isi bereid Rav Yitzchak, right? The son of Rav Yehuda, who was married to Rechava of Pumpadisa, who died. Right, Vishachiv Rav Yitzchak Perei de Rabba Bar Barchana, Vishachiv Vinaspo Vishachiv. Right, this woman was married and had two husbands that died. And Abaya, right, married. Oh, Abaya married Choma, the daughter of Isi, Bereder of Yitzhak, Bereder of Yehuda, who was married to Rechava of Pumpadisa, who died, and Rav Yitzchak Bereder, the Rabbi Barbarchan of Vishachiv, the Nos Vahu Vishachiv, and what's it called? He married a woman who had two husbands die before her. Right, Rashi, let's see Rashi. Somachale Abaya, Al Hodar of Yitzchak, yeah, the Nafshes, the Konis Nefashes. Okay, so he was a Somach on this. That even though it's a shayla of sakonis nefashis, because she woman's a katlonis, she already killed off two husbands. But since the halacha is that two times don't make a chazaka, he was sonach and married this woman, even though it would seem to be at least a suffix sakonis nefashis, if there's even a chance that the halacha is like Rebbe that chazaka is two times. Omar Rava, so Rava said to Abaya, Umi ika da ovid uvda benafshe kihai. And if somebody does something like this and marries somebody where there's at least one sheet that holds that she's deadly. Right, you yourself said Ovin you can rely on, right? That was what's it called? Right, Rav Yitzchak Bar Ovin. Ovin de Samcha, Yitzchak Sumka Lab Bar Samcha. Right? But Yitzchak Sumka is not a Bar Samcha. That's Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, who reported what Rabbi Yochanan did, and he held that only three times the Chazaka. You yourself said you can't rely on him. Rashi, Avin de Samcha, Masha Omer Avin Mishum Rabbi Yochanan Leishismacholav. What Avin said before in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that the two times is a Chazaka. We had it yesterday. Where was the case? Where was the case of Rav Ovin? Where do we have a Bitzel for Ovin? In any case, he said, what's it called? Mishum Rav Yochanan, whatever, no, stam, whatever Rav Ovin says in the name of Rav Yochanan, you can rely on. But what Rav Yitzchak Sumka said, you can't rely on. And that's Rav Yitzchak Bar Ovin, Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef. And the Maisa, you're being somech on his edus that Rav Yochanan held the three times as chazaka, even where there's a shayla of sakonis nefashis, you're somech on the fact that it's not a chazaka till three times. Lab bar samcha, Ovin yeshno b'chazora, Yitzchak sumka eino b'chazora. Why? Because what's it called? Ovin used to chazor over Rashi. Ovin yeshno b'chazora. Chozor al tamud used to review his learning, and therefore he can rely on him. And but Mashenken Reb Yitzchak sumka, which is Reb Yitzchak Bar Yosef, didn't review his learning, and therefore he made mistakes. He didn't do enough chazora. That's one pshat. Loshen Acher Motzi Kol Shol Ifnei Rabbi Yochanan Dim Chazer Bo Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Dover Sheomer Tchila Shomea Ovin V'Chozer Gam Hubo. Another Pshat Yisra B'Chazora, Rav Ovin was constantly around Rabbi Yochanan. So if Rabbi Yochanan revoked a Pshat that he gave, because he learned it through again, he realized that maybe he made a mistake or he learned it differently now, so Ovin knew. But Rav Yitzchak Sumka, or Rav Yitzchak Eino Motzi Lefanav, Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef was not always by Rav Yochanan. He came to him from time to time. Upamim Sheshama Dover Rav Yochanan, Ulamacher Chazav Bar Rav Yochanan, Vu Eni Odeya. And sometimes he heard something Rav Yochanan today. The next day Rav Yochanan said, I rescind it, and he never heard that. So he's telling you what Rav Yochanan said, not knowing that Rav Yochanan himself changed his mind. So you can't rely on him. So he can't rely on him either because he doesn't chazer enough, or because he's not constantly by Rabbi Yochanan, so he doesn't know if Rabbi Yochanan revoked what he had said before or not. Va'od, and also Emer the plige le'inyan mila, v'nesuin mi plige, right? Maisa, they argue legabe mila. Mila is a mitzvah deoraisa, right? And therefore, on one side, it's a sakana if there's a chazaka. On the other hand, there's a mitzvah deoraisa to make bris mila. If it's not a sakana, you have a mitzvah. So by bris mila, right, even though there's a sakana, since there's a mitzvah that offsets it, we say there's only a chazaka three times. And up until three times, you're mechoyev to do mila. But by nesuin, there, why, you know, nobody says you have to marry this woman. Marry somebody else. So therefore, maybe the halacha is that by nesuin, we're choshish even two times to be a chazaka, and you don't marry the woman if she's a katlonis. Where it says in, v'hatanya, in a chanami, the halacha is by nesuin too. V'hatanya, nises l'rishon umes, right, if she got married to the first guy and he died. L'sheni umes. Then she got married to another guy and he died. Right? And it's not talking about they died of old age or whatever. They died, like, suddenly. Okay? L'shlishi lotinos, say divi Rebbe. So Rebbe holds that chazak is two times and therefore she can't get married to a third guy. Because she has a din of a katlanis. We're afraid that she causes her husband to die. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel omer, l'shlishi tinos, say l'revi lotinos. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds chazak is three times. And therefore, she can get married to the third guy. But if the third guy dies, she can't get married to a fourth guy. So, Dishlama Gabi Mila, Ika Mishpacha, the Rafi Dama, the Ika Mishpacha, the Kamit Dama. Right? By Mila, you can understand that there's a chazak over here, that there's families that are bleeders. Rafa Dama, I think that means it's a hemophilia. And there are families that the blood congeals, clots fast. So if you have you have three kids in the same family or two kids in the same family that died because of Mila, you can assume this is a family of hemophiliacs, a family of bleeders. But by Nisuin, my taima, what are we going to say? This woman what? Emits radiation and kills her husband? What caused their death? Right, just because she got married to her, right? Omerle Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi Hachi Omer Avimi Mehagronio Mishmed Ravuna Mayin Gorin. That perhaps having relations with this woman, right, causes some kind of reaction in people, and that's what kills them, right? Rav Ashi Omer Mazel Gorin. She has bad mazel. She's like, you know, there used to be a cartoon with this guy who had that cloud over his head all the time. What's it called? I think Little Abner. There was the cartoon was Little Abner. There was this guy, what? With a cloud over whatever his head, and he, what's it called? Bad mazel. Okay. So mazel gori. My binayu, what's an afkamina, whether it's the mazel of this woman that kills people or her mayan, right? Having relations. Right? The difference is, might be now, it could be now, the Irsa Umes, where he never lived with her. He made Erisa and he dropped dead. Right? She's really powerful. What's it called? So if Mayan Gorain doesn't count, because there's no reason over here to assume that she killed him because he never lived with her. But if Mazel Gorain, right, she has really bad mouth, she even kills Arusos. So therefore, the next guy is also. He counts the Arus counts as one of the three for the Chazaka. Inami, the Nafal Midiklo Meis. The guy fell off a tree and died. Right? He's climbing a tree to get a lulav, and he fell off the tree. He didn't drop dead. So obviously, having relations with her didn't cause him to fall off the tree. But if he has bad mazel can cause him to fall off a tree too. So that would be another nafkamina. A guy who married this woman and fell off a tree, do we count him as one of the three or not? If it's mazel that's gorim, we count him. If it's having relations with her that may be gorimit, then that obviously didn't come from having relations and he fell off the tree. Oh, Rasha Sirashi. Geirsa Hashlishi Umesh. The third guy never lived with her. He made Erison and he died. Does he count for the chazak or not? Inami, another nafkamina, whether it's mazel or mayan, the nashla, the solik ledikla, the nafal umes. Right? He married her, and he had relations with her. But he didn't die of natural causes that you could say came from the relations, He got run over by a truck. He fell off a tree. So it's obviously that his death was not caused by some kind of disease that he caught from her. Mayin Gorin, this doesn't has no connection to her killing him through relation. Shari Mayona lo gorim lo shiyomu. Shari lo mesh michol. He didn't die from some sickness. He died from some accident. Okay. Okay. Omer le Rav Yosef bereid the Rav la Rav. Boy mi name Rav Yosef. Halacha karebi. Right. Rav Yosef, the son of Rava, said to Rava, I asked Rav Yosef a shayla. Halacha karebi v'omer li in. Is the halacha like Rebbe that a chazaka is two times? And he said yes. Halacha Rav Shimon. Another time I asked him, is the halacha like Rav Shimon Gamliel that the chazaka is three times? V'omer li in. And he said yes. Right. Achuche achichbi. Is Rav Yosef making fun of me? Right. I asked him two contradictory questions and he answered yes to both of them. Omer lei lo. Stamihi. No. There's two different stams. One like Rav Shimon Gamliel and one like Rebbe. And the halacha in certain cases like Rebbe and certain cases like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Uparshit lo nesuin umalkios to Rebbe. He told you that when it comes to nesuin, a woman who was married twice, the third time already, like Rebbe, she can't marry a third guy because she's a katlonis. And malkios. Right? Gemara's going to discuss the cases. What's the case of malkos? Right? Somebody was over in Aveira. That's really Chayiv Misa, and there was no Edim or whatever. We gave Malkus. It happened two times, and we're Machnisim Ol Kippa. Tomorrow we'll learn what it is. Disnan. We'll learn right now. Disnan. 1 second. No, we can hear yet. Kareb Rebbe. Vestos Vishura Muad Kram Shum Leo. When it comes to a vest, being Kovei a vest, when a woman is expecting her period. Or Shor Hamuad. What makes a Shor Hamuad? How many times does he have to gore to be considered a Muad? There the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, three times makes the chazaka. Nesuin hada amora. Nesuin, we already explained that two times a woman is married to a guy and married to two different people who died, the third time you can't already get married, not the fourth time, the third time. That's like Rebbe. That's what Rav Yosef said, right? It's not necessarily the halacha like that, but that's what Rav Yosef said. Malkios tisnan mishalaka v'shama. Somebody who had an aveira and he got malkos. Then he did the Aveira again. He got Malkus a second time. Based in Konsin also the Kippa, Umachilin also Saorim Achite Kreso Nifgas. Right? A guy is a repeater, so that's much worse. So you did the same Aveira twice. You got Malkus once. You didn't learn your lesson. You did it again. You got Malkus a second time. Then the third time he does that Aveira, we don't give him Malkus. We take him into a domed building, lock him in, and feed him what's it called, saorim, until his stomach explodes. In other words, we basically kill the guy. Okay, but indirectly. Bo minei mirav Yosef halacha karebi v'omerli in halacha rishim gamliel v'omerli in achuchi achichbi shalti mirav Yosef im halacha karebi v'omerli halacha upam achere shalti im halacha rishim gamliel v'omerli halacha ukemeduma nish esachak bi. He's making fun of me. So his father said, Rava said to his son, no, it's not true. Omar le stamihu pashit l'cha. Lo sichek, well, he wasn't making fun of you. Stuma shal mishnehen. Yesh esas mek Rav Shimon Gamliel, v'yesh esas mek Rebbe. There are certain mishnayis that go like Rebbe and certain like Rav Shimon Gamliel. And the halacha is that in certain things a chazok is three times and in certain things a chazok is two times. So when you ask the mishayla, he assumed that you're asking about different cases at different times, and he told you the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel in certain cases and Rebbe in certain cases. The ikar milsa de mechaskin le betray zimne, the ikar milsa de bein taltas zimne. Mishum hachi poshet lachamar ukamar kestume. He told you the halacha is like both of them. You now have to find out where, but the halacha is like both of them in different cases. Nesuin hadamron the sasam lamtana di don karebi diktani rashaya sheni inchlishi lo. Our mishnah, stam mishnah, says that only the second one, in the case where she can't have children, or in the case where she's a katlonis, the second one can marry her, but not the third one. He repeated that sin a third time. We don't give him Malkus the third time. We kill him. For the fact that he already had two times Malkus on the same Aveira, right, same kind of Aveira, the guy's already a Russia. We don't bother with him anymore. The next time we what's it called, see to it that he will never do this Aveira again or any other Aveira, and we burst his stomach.
Okay.
Pashtus, it has to, I'm more sure that it has to be three times. Not like that.
Okay,
what?
What's going?
The Mayim, I think.